Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Are listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I'm the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got a dynamic show for you tonight, and I really do mean dynamic. You know, I'm hoping that after the dialogue and the great music and the information, that you take the time to think or pause or ponder or just imagine what a young girl at the age of 4 went through, learned how to deal with so many terrible things, and yet still not really be recognized after turning 107 years old. So we're going to talk about that tonight. What she went through when she couldn't attend school, the fourth grade, as she turned 7 years old. That's got to be traumatic. So again, we got some great music for you. We've got some great blockbuster hits, some of my favorite artists, and we got some new tracks from some new artists that are really making waves. So tonight's show is called A History Worth Fighting For. And that's going to be a dynamic conversation because Black history, African-American history, and African history is worth fighting for. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to get to some great things, have some great, like I said, great music. We got some new tracks by H.E.R. or H.E.R. Her track is called Damage. She's got another track called Hard Place. We even went back and got some stuff from my favorite artist, Dawn Joseph, who performs with the Brand New Heavies. And she was working a lot with Ashley Clark. And I like some Ashley Clark. And she's dynamic. We got some Fergie, some Paul Taylor, some Sammy Davis Jr. We even went back and got some Dion and some Kenny Lattimore. So we got a whole bunch of people. But I want you, we are going to play the live recording from Viola Fletcher, who is now 107 years old, and she survived the Tulsa race massacre in 1921. And her sister and her brother was right beside her while they talked to the Congress. So it's 7:07. That is the time frame that we have to get started. And of course, we're going to start off with Lady, because Viola Fletcher really deserves to be honored, as well as the over 1,000 individuals that lost their life in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the ones that survived. So we've got some really great stuff to do. But ladies, this is for you, for being so dynamic, because without you, we couldn't have a world. But I'm telling you, man, the Commodores, cut it. You ready, boys? Ready, producer? My priest is lined up. He got his fingers up. He say he's ready. So everybody's ready. Even my maid is on the Skype waving. Oh, man. Let's get it started.
Baby, you're gonna change my life around.
Okay, we're back. We're back. Man, I was acting like I had a guitar. And I was going, da, 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 da. Oh, man. I like that track, man. Lionel Richie, the Commodores. Just bad. Well, we got another hot Friday. Hot as H. I can't say it because my priest is on the line. Eyes getting big. No, I'm not going to clown. He's just looking like he's scared to death, like he saw a monster movie or something. Oh, man. You know, today is the 4th. I got to send a happy birthday to my niece, Donna. Today's her birthday. And I wrote her a nice note on Facebook because she's named after me. And I just love that. But she's a beautiful young woman. Got a lot of style, a lot of class, a lot of wisdom. And really, just a great person. So happy birthday, Donna. Enjoy your life because you got a good one. You know, one of the things about playing music, you know, I like a guy named Ashley Clark. And I learned about Ashley Clark while I was learning about Don Joseph. And I was like, man. And Don is considered a neo-soul artist. So I guess Ashley Clark is neo-soul. I don't know. But anyway, I like the way he plays. But I picked out a track that I like by Ashley. And it's called Because of You. And Ashley can cut. So we're going to play that next and get to moving and grooving. Ooh, that sound kind of ancient, don't it? Moving and grooving. All right, it's 7:15. We're going to play Ashley Clark. And when I come back, we got some Jennifer Hudson. I'm changing.
All I wanna do is give it all.
Ashley Clark. It's my guy. He can cut. While I'm picking tracks out, I'm thinking about what I'm going to talk about on the show. And tonight we're going to be talking about a history worth fighting for and getting a clear understanding that Black history is worth fighting for in all aspects, too, all aspects. The presentation and what we decide to do with the information. So vital. I'm going to play this track by Jennifer Hudson. It's called I'm Changing. And I guess because she's looking at, hey, I need to quit chasing this stupid guy, messing up my singing career, and just gone and raise my baby and be a better person. Stop being so bitter. You know, we all have our bitter moments. Even I have some. I hate to admit it. Sometimes I could be a binkabaka, which is, you don't want to be a binkabaka. That's as bad as a oompa loompa. But a binkabaka, that's pretty bad. So let me play this track by Jennifer Hudson. And when I come back, we got more great music for you. 7:20 already.
Look at me. Look at me. I am changing, trying every way I can. I am changing. I'll be better than I am. I'm trying to find a way to
Club. Oh, man, that's a deep movie too, Dreamgirls. You know, one of the things about life, you get a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance until you reach the final chance. But, you know, you could change your life. I hear so many people talking about, I'm too old. I'm too young. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I can do. But you could find out at any time. If a woman could live to be 107, and all she went and watching her on TV, well, on the internet TV, being able to speak so well about what she wanted out of life and what she was denied, should give us all strength to keep going. So after Jennifer got her head together and said, forget that guy, we brought in Rufus, who said, did you like what you feel with that new guy? And she said, oh, yeah, I like the new guy. I ain't thinking about that old buzzard. So let me play Chaka Khan, man. Rufus, do y'all like what y'all feel? You know, when you get the new man, you throw that old junk on out the way. Say, man, that's some junk. Yeah, buddy. Rufus, Chaka Khan. He said, hey, I like what you do to me. Especially after that old buzzer and that buzzerette. You know, some of you women can be buzzers. I know I would get some for that one. But the truth shall set ya free. You're listening to the Don McClure Show, the Don S. McClure. I don't know how I missed my middle initial. That's a capital crime, capital offense. We got to take a quick break, and we got more great music for you coming. And at 7:45, we're going to bring on the voice of Viola Fletcher. And I want you to really listen to her, because she made a lot of important points. And we're going to kind of go over some of those. But anyway, let's get to this break. And when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current programs stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos, más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And we're back, and next week we're going to start playing the promo for Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. Man, that book is hot. And I was talking to somebody today. They were reading or going to read my book to have a friend. And, you know, we ship them out in these beautiful custom-made blue envelopes. And, man, she was like, God, this is a bad keepsake send-out mailer. And I said, really? She said, yes, bad. I don't even think I'm going to open it up. I said, hey. Open that book. So she did. And then she said, I'm going to make sure I do it careful so I can keep this blue, beautiful blue packaging. You know, and we finished our new letterhead today. That's coming out on Monday. Oh, man. And then we're going to put it on the little Facebook on maybe tomorrow. So we got new letterhead, new envelopes. We got DSM TV on there. We got Don S. McClure, the DSM emblem. And man, we're going to be cutting up because we are getting ready to turn it out and just be the great kahuna. How about that? We're going to jump to a track. Let's see who's next. You know, we're talking about a history worth fighting for, right? Well, we're always talking about singers. And sometimes we seem to forget that Sammy Davis Jr. was one of the greatest singers back in the day. And, of course, he sang with Frank Sinatra and did movies. He even played Bass Reeves, the most famous cowboy in the world, U.S. Marshal, on a Chuck Connors thing, The Rifleman. Told the Rifleman better back up. And even Marshall Dillon knew about Bass Reeves and Wyatt Earp. So let's play Sammy. Who can I turn to? Oh, who is it when you turn me away when I'm 7?
Who can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me and no one beside me, I'll go on my way, and after the day, the darkness will hide me, and maybe tomorrow I'll find what I'm after. I'll throw off my sorrow, beg, steal, or borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn? Beg, steal, or borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn to?
I'm going to sing that. And who can I turn to? I'm going to beg, steal, and borrow and beat people up and trip them down the street to find my share of laughter. You're crazy, man. He said, hey, he's going to find him some laughter. He's going to get his share. He'll beg, steal, and borrow. And that's what I want you to do. Find your share of laughter in this world. I want you to find it because that's important. We're going to jump to another track before we come to Viola. And it's called Baby Come Back. And I remember running down the street, and I was only 12, and she quit me. And I was like, baby, come back. I know I was a fool, a young fool, but I'll be better. And she kept on running. Still running after 8 hours, and she was still running away after 8 hours, and I was like, oh, baby, come back, I'm sorry. And she said, no, you ain't done, S. McClure, bye. Anyway, listen, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, a history worth fighting for, we're going to start talking about courting. That was just done the other day by Viola Fletcher at 107 years old. So let's play this quick announcement, and then we're going to get into it. And I really want you to listen. And when you get through, I want you to talk to other people about what happened in Tulsa and what happened to Viola Fletcher and how we're treating that situation right now today.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
All right, we're back, and we've got our dialogue session about to start. A history worth fighting for. Viola Fletcher, who at 107, is the oldest living survivor of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. She testified Wednesday, a few days ago, before the House subcommittee studying legal remedies to atone for the damage a violent mob did to a thriving Tulsa, Oklahoma neighborhood. It was then known as Black Wall Street. And I had a chance to watch the subcommittee hearing and listen to Viola Fletcher. And as her words rang out from this not really frail, not really old looking, not really undressed, like looking like she just had rags on. This woman had a polished, aristocratic look, a look like a grandmother anybody would be proud of. And she talked so eloquently, slowly but eloquently. And I want you to listen to this. And remember, hundreds of people have been being paid with grants and income and research, all talking about the Tulsa race riots, while for 100 years, this woman has lived in poverty and never got a great education, like most of the people. And a lot of the people in Tulsa were never paid for the destruction of 45 blocks in the Black community, where there were churches and businesses and schools and homes, and all everybody was really happy and doing well until their community was destroyed by a mob. So let's take a listen and pay close attention to what we're going to be talking about today.
First witness is Miss Viola Fletcher, also known, if I can, Mother Fletcher. Thank you. I don't have a mother, so thank you. Mother Fletcher is the oldest living survivor of the Tulsa race massacre. She was 7 years old when she lived through the massacre. Mother Fletcher, you are now recognized to testify. Is the microphone on?
Yes. My name is that Okay. My name is Viola Ford Fletcher. I'm the daughter of Lucinda Ellis and John Wesley Ford of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm the sister of Hughes Van Ellis, who is also here today. I'm a survivor of the Tulsa Race Massacre. 2 weeks ago, I celebrated my 107th birthday. Today, I'm visiting Washington, D.C. for the first time in my life. I'm here seeking justice, and I'm asking my country to acknowledge what happened in Tulsa in 1921. On May 31st in 21, I went to bed at my family's home in Greenwood, neighbors of Tulsa. The neighborhood I felt asleep in that night was rich, not just in terms of wealth, but in culture, community, heritage, and my family had a beautiful home. We had great neighbors, and I had friends to play with. I felt safe. I had everything a child could need. I had a bright future ahead of me. Greenwood could... Still, Greenwood should have given me the chance to truly make it in this country. Within a few hours, all of that was gone. The night of the massacre, I was awakened by my family. My parents and five siblings were there. I was told we had to leave, and that was it. I will never forget the violence of the white mob when we left our home. I still see black men seen being shot, black bodies lying in the street. I still smell smoke and see fire. I still see black businesses being burned. I still hear airplanes flying overhead. I hear the screams. I have lived through the massacre every day. Our country may forget this history, but I cannot. I will not, and other survivors do not, and our descendants do not. When my family was forced to leave Tulsa, I lost my chance of an education. I never finished school past the fourth grade. I have never made much money in my country. State and city took a lot from me. Despite this, I spent time supporting the war effort in the shipyards of California. But most of my life, I was a domestic worker serving white families. I never made much money, but to this day, I can barely afford my everyday needs. All the while, the city of this Tulsa have unjustly used the names and stories of victims like me to enrich myself and its white allies through the 30s million through the 30s million raised by the Tulsa Centennial Commissioner while I continue to live in poverty. I am 107 year old and have never been seen justice. I pray that one day I will. I have been blessed with a long life and have seen the best and the worst of this country. I think about the terror, horror inflicted upon black people in this country every day. This subcontinuum committee has the power to lead us down a better path. I'm asking that my country acknowledge what has been happened to me, the tremors and the pain, the loss, and I ask the survivors and descendants to be given a chance to speak, seek justice, open the door. All of you know how easy it is to deny that a violent mob threatened your lives and took your property. For 70 years, the city of Tulsa and its stream of tremors told us that the massacre didn't happen, like we didn't see it with our own eyes. You have have me here right now. You see Mother Randall, you see my brother, Hughes Van Ellis. We live this history, and we can't ignore it. It's our lives with us. Oh, my goodness. We lost everything that day, our homes, our churches, our newspapers, our theaters, our lives. Greenwood represented all the best of what was possible for black people in America and for all the people. No one cared about us for almost 100 years. We and our history have been forgotten, washed away. This Congress must recognize us and our history for black America, for the white Americans, and for all Americans. With that, some justice. Yes, is that it? Thank you.
Do you want to say anything else?
It was another page.
Do you want to say anything else? Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, it's not.
Thank you very much. We appreciate very much your testimony. Mother Fletcher, if we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. So thank you for putting us on the right course to learn and to understand and to do better.
Now that was a 7 minute and 32 second recording. But it was 7 minutes that to me continuously helps me to understand why we can never say there's no more need for black history. There's no more need to keep talking about the slave trade or anything else that happened to black communities. Because there are so many stories that have just not come to the highlight. That's not that anyone doesn't know this. And it's not that anyone doesn't think that it could be a life changer to know that a woman survived 100 years and still living in poverty today. She was just at Congress on Wednesday. You know, we donate to save the cows, save the whales, save whatever else. Where was the saving of the people of Tulsa? There's been plays about Tulsa. There's been movies about how great Tulsa is. And as she said, the Chamber of Commerce told her it never happened. So as producers, if we don't continue to produce the stories, the imagery, the information, and make some kind of donation from the productions that we do. I just saw a 2020 presentation that had a grant by the TEDx Cherry Creek Women's Association, where a white woman stood on a stage and talked about the massacre and how it affected her and how her brother was a professor in history. And they kind of don't see eye to eye. But the question should be, any of these organizations, say, what can we do at least for a few of the individuals? Maybe we can't fund all 300 or 1,000 because the number was never really correctly stated of how many African Americans and people of color died in Greenwood. So do we continue on down the road buying albums, buying clothes, living like I got a chance in America, so I'm not worried about the past, when a lot of times our past to be talked about, and not just slavery. People like Viola Fletcher, 107 years old, who say she had to work as a domestic worker. And she worked trying to help a military fund the war effort. 1921, 100 years ago. But if we don't talk about that and put it together and other stories, which is why I'm going to be working on the history segment on my new network, seeing what we can constantly put out there. So I want you to think about that 7 minutes and 32 seconds. And there was a lot more, but I just didn't have the time to play it on this show. But if you don't do anything else, the YouTube clip about the survivors of the Tulsa Race Massacre, because that's what it was. They were bombed. They were shot. They were murdered. Their homes were destroyed. 45 blocks. And we cannot any longer whitewash what was happening. I'm going to play this track by Dionne Warwick called If I Ruled the World, I'd Sure Do Something for Viola Fletcher.
If I rule the world, every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing. And we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I ruled the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurred. My world would be a beautiful place where we could weave such wonderful dreams. My world would wear a smile like the man in the moon, as when the moonbeams. If I ruled the world, every man would say the word, what's his friend? There'd be happiness that no man could end. No, my friend, not if I rule the world, every head would be held up high. There'd be sunshine in everyone's sky. If the day ever dawned, when I
was Dionne Warwick, and If I Ruled the World. And all I'm asking you to do is pay more attention to Black history. You don't have to get out and shout and stomp and jump, but just be able to have a conversation, an intelligent conversation, about the ills and how to change things with Black history. We're going to get into a track by one of my favorite artists, Dawn Joseph. She's with a group called the Brand New Heavies. When they made this track, it is called You Are the Universe, Curtis and Moore's Universal Summer Groove. And this was live And, of course, I got another track by my favorite artist called I Can't Breathe. But in the meantime, you know, Dawn Joseph is a beautiful artist. So let you take a few minutes and listen to Dawn Joseph and the brand new heavies. You Are the Universe.
Thank you. Today, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now. Been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable. We will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
And we're back. And, you know, I had a chance. I was talking to my producer about Viola's story. And he said the same thing. We just have to keep our eye on the prize and try to do whatever we can, when we can, for those that don't have much. You know, Black history is important, and it cannot be promoted without support. And we've got thousands of stories, so I'm excited about this new TV network we're going to have. We're going to be doing documentaries, original documentaries, on Black history. And we won't cover it all, because there's no way to cover hundreds of thousands of stories, but we'll do our best to provide you with a lot of really great stories and information, inspiring stories, no matter what happened to them. A lot of people tried to go on with their life. But it's very difficult when a country does not recognize the suffering that a lot of African Americans and Africans and Black have gone through, more than just the slave ships. So let's get to some more great music. Let's see, what do we have on the board? Oh, okay, I got to play this. This is one of those tracks called It's the End of the Road, Boys to Men. And I guess she was telling him it's the end of the road, or he was telling her it's the end of the road, or they were telling each other it's the end of the road. I got to go figure this song out. I think it's him, though. I think he being dumped. Oh, man. And after that, I got to play my girl, Dawn Joseph, because it's almost 8:30. But I'm going to play the Dear John song, The End of the Road, where you get the letter, or the text or the phone call. I don't feel that way no more. I just want to find a new world.
We belong together, and you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my mind? Said we'd be forever, said it never died. How could you love me and leave me and never say goodbye?
Oh, man, what kind of, I think that's the kind of stuff they do in the, I won't say the ATL because I'll get in trouble. Maybe Washington, D.C. Huh? Oh, man. That's deep, man, when you listen to that song. He said, love me, what's wrong, please. So it's about him. She told him it's the end of the road. Oh, man. I'm going to play Dawn Joseph. Her track is called I Can't Breathe Without You. And ain't going to be no end of the road for me. See, I like Dawn Joseph. She all right. The other ones be, it's over. I don't feel it no more. It's end of the road. Maid's favorite song. She would be dusting away and cleaning up. She'd say, oh, you, I can't breathe, Mr. McClure, I can't breathe. You, when I'm driving in my car, I'm wondering where you are. You tell me, you. I used to like to hear her sing that song. I said, so what are you fixing for dinner? I'm not fixing nothing, McClure. But you're going to miss me when I'm gone. I was like, what the? What kind of maid are you? So you're talking about I can't breathe. Then you don't fix no food. You don't clean up. Oh, just don't know, man. And I just got a text in from some ATL people who said, tell my maid hello. And if I give her the name, she'll go off, man. She'll go, no. I don't like her, Mr. McClure. I don't like her. She said, I can't cook. and I could cook ramen noodles really good. So you tell her mind her business. So I don't want her upset because she's all on the Skype smiling, singing, I can't breathe. Let me play this track called If I Rule the World into Gold, Quintet 5.5 by MLCK. It's a new track. So I'm going to play that. And when I come back, man, we got 28 more minutes. I'm almost done. Jump to a track. It's 24 minutes left, and we're going to play some Heaven and Earth, Kenny Lattimore. Then we're going to get into some Hard Place by her, H.E.R. I kid you not, that's her stage name. So let's get into Kenny. Ooh, my maid is getting mad on the Skype.
You tell that girl, Peter McClure, I could cook. I cook good for you.
I won't tell her your name. I won't say her name because she'll get upset on Skype. And she's happy. So, yes, you could cook, my maid. Just learn to clean a little better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
'cause I'm blessed to have you to share it with. And every day there's no greater purpose than keeping you satisfied. And nothing you ask of me is too hard or too tough. No battle I would not fight.
And we're back on the Don S. McClure Show. And if you want to listen to the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world. I don't care what kind of phone you got. You can get into the show. Or go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. Or go to dsmpublications.net and hit the big red on-air button, and you'll be on the show. So you got a lot of ways to do it. And you know, one night, year before last, you know, we were all at the club. There's a Latin club I go to, and that's where my maid and her sisters and cousins and all them hang out, right? So whenever she comes in, all the guys go googa, googa, googa. 'Cause she having a little short skirt, be looking all good, her and her little crew. And, you know, they asked me to get up on the stage, say a few words, and I did. You know, tell them I was glad to be there and I'm building more with the Latino community and just a lot of great things. And so my maid raised her hand and she said, tell them, Mr. McClure, I can cook. I can cook really good and I clean really good and I'm a good maid. And I said, well, yeah, but we wasn't talking about that tonight. And her cousin jumped up and said, that's because she be fixing the best ramen noodles. And sometimes you don't like them. You don't appreciate. So you have to appreciate. I said, okay. All right. I like ramen. Ramen and Vienna sausage and stuff like that. She could cook. So I said, DJ, cut the music on so we can all party. And everybody's like, yeah. Do, 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 do. Dando, dando. Senor Dando. Okay, but yeah, don't be making fun of somebody who can fix the best ramen noodles in the world.
You on most days, you've been testing my faith and my patience, yeah. And you know that I be headstrong, but you know that you be dead wrong, telling me to relax when I'm reacting. But I'd rather fight and lose sleep at night. At least you're on mine. Do I even have a choice when I'm gonna have to pick my poison? How you hurt me so good, so good. And even when you cause tears, you're the one who wiped them away. Maybe that's the reason I stay. But I'd rather fight and lose sleep at night. At least you're on mine. And if I have to choose my heart or you, I'm gonna lose. What if nothing ever will change? Oh, I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Oh,
deep, man. Oh, and you know, that was at the club. That was 2 years ago. Long time, huh? Hey, I'm going to play this track. I Blame You, Let Us See. That's a track. That's where the young lady wasn't dressing real good and stuff and saw this guy. And all of a sudden, her girlfriends picked her up, and she was bad. She said, hey, I'm a new me, and I'm a wizard girl. You know, when you're a wizard girl, you be cutting it up. There's this battle going on between a friend of mine and my name. And she just texted talking about, And if she had put cheese on the ramen, it would be the bomb with some onions and green peppers. And I text that to my maid, right? Boy, she blew up to her red. She said to tell her she do red onions and hot peppers from Mexico and from Puerto Rico. She has other seasoning, so she don't need your stinking green onions. I said, girl, y'all taking this too serious. You tell her, Mr. McClure, I don't need her onions. I can cook, and I do good. Man, my maid ain't gonna never come back if y'all keep harassing her, man. All right, let me get this last track in. Killing Me Softly with his song, Fergie's.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yo, this is Wyclef, refuge in town, Criswell, little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time, one time, hey yo L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes. Drumming my pain with his fingers.
Well, I got to get ready to get out of here. What the heck? Oh, man, I have enjoyed tonight. I really enjoyed the story and the actual words of Viola Fletcher. I want you to look that up and learn more about the 1921 Tulsa race riots. It's important. And share that with your nephews, cousins, nieces, children, whatever you got. Hey, have a great weekend. I will see you tomorrow on the Spiritual Show, The Voice of Joy Online, and then I'll see you Sunday for our classical music adventure. I'm going to say goodnight, and I think I'm going to go to the store and buy me some ramen noodles and just put peppers all on them from all around the world and keep peace in my life between my maid. Peace. Peace be with you, my brothers and sisters. Peace. I got to go, man. I got 10 seconds to sign off. Peace be with you.